See, that's how they knew God did great things for them, because they had feasts. He blessed them. Abraham was so rich. Isaac followed him. Jacob followed Isaac. Then Joseph followed Jacob. And on down to the guy. Those people were blessed. They weren't poor people. They weren't poor people. Check them out. They had wealth. They had land. They had cattle. They had gold. They had silver. Solomon was the richest one. Got to Solomon. He's the richest one in the bunch. People came because of his wisdom and gave him stuff. Queen of Sheba was fascinated at his structure, what he'd done. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And here you are on the better covenant, acting like a chump. Stop that. You're not a chump. Tell people. Don't let people put that stuff on you. I don't care if your skin is dark. I don't care if it's half dark. I don't care if it's milky color. I don't care. You're a human being. You're born of God. You got the life of God in you. Nobody puts a limit on you. Nobody tells you what to do but your God. Do y'all hear me? Stop letting people fill your mind because you didn't go to Yale. Who said you couldn't go? I don't care if you're 74. I don't care if you're 94. You still can go if you want to. Come on. Stop putting limits on yourself. Educate your own self. This book got so much revelation information. If you get inside of you, it probably will blow you up. There's so many things in here God wants you to discover. Holy Spirit just wooing, just roaming. Will you yield? Will you yield? Will you stop a minute? Will you let me talk to you? Will you let me reveal it to you? Let me show it to you. We grab a little something before he can get through saying it, we'll run off with it, didn't even get it right. And I'm not trying to be negative. I want to nail you today. Let me hurry. I got another thing I need to do. I'll come back and get this. Where did I stop at verse? Where did I stop at verse 50? Appreciate feast of and favor of you of what your countenance. All right. This is the next verse. In your name they shall do what? Rejoice. How many? How many of you been rejoicing all the days of your life? You have some of them days you crawl up in the room and bawling and crying. And, I don't know where I'm going to live. I don't know what I'm going to do. God didn't create you for that. You're strung out on drugs, strung out on this. He didn't create you for that. That's unnatural. That's a curse. You chasing every woman you can see, that's unnatural. Bulls and cows do that, animal. You're a human being. You're more intelligent than that. You cut a covenant with God. You cut a covenant with your wife. You cut a covenant with your husband that you're going to share life together, committed to each other. You're not a hood. You're not a bull in a hood, a callus, a goats, or whatever the hood is. You're another species. You're in the class with God. You don't find God doing stuff like that. What gives you the right? Satan interfering with your life, cheating you, robbing you. And you know good and well, if you get caught, it don't bring no joy. Even if you don't get caught, you can't tell me it's all that, you're getting all that joy. You feel like a, and I ain't gonna say that. And he said, in your name they rejoice all the day. And in your righteousness they are what? You see that? That means, you know what exalted me? I'm going up. I'm not declining. I'm not going down. I'm going up. Huh? Verse 17 says what? For you are the glory of their strength. See, he is the glory of my strength. You are the glory of their strength, their pride. What? Adornment. And by your favor, our horn is what? Exalted. And we walk with what? Uplift the face. You don't see God bless people. You know, they did that to me. You don't see that. If you see them, every time you see them, they got a joyful smile. You don't want a revelation of that? You don't want to live that kind of life? Well, you go on to the people that teach you that, because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to teach you that you have to be sometime up and sometime down. I didn't read it in the Bible, I'm not going to teach it. And grab my ear and say, yeah. I'm not going to do that. And you just all falling over yourself. Hey, glory be to God. Listen to this real well. I know I have to do it the next time. But listen to this real well. This is what he gave me. When you're born into the kingdom and you get a revelation of the kingdom, you will know that there is nothing outside of the kingdom that can ever rule in the kingdom. Do I need to read that again? When you're born into the kingdom and you get a revelation of the kingdom, you will know that there is nothing outside the kingdom that can ever rule in the kingdom. And see, a lot of people trying to, Satan want to fool you like he can control you. He's not in the kingdom. None of his stuff is in the kingdom. He tried one time to go up to take over the kingdom. And Jesus said, I beheld him falling like what? Lightning. So nothing outside of the kingdom can rule you. That's why you want a revelation of it. And his lies, his deception, and all the stuff he's trying to bring into your life, you can say, no, you don't bring that here. You don't put this on this property. I'm God's property. I belong to God. And I'm not taking your curse. I'm not taking your mess. I've been blessed and I am blessed. And I walk in the blessing. I live because I am blessed. I obey God. And you're not going to put that on me. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So where did I stop it? Because listen to this. Because it is the only one like it. It's God's kingdom. That's why I don't care what he come up with. You see how when I was a kid, I'm sure you how things have aggressed. I was a kid. When a girl, I remember, I was at Bethlehem. I remember this girl got pregnant. And I thought about it later on. They had her before the church repenting. I was thinking, where's the guy? She then went out and got pregnant by herself. You know, she fell over and messed around and caught a baby. I'm thinking, where's the guy? Had up there repenting. Here's where I'm going with this. I don't have time to, I wish I had time to punch some more holes in there. I mean, you know, while I'm coming to this. But I never would have thought in my lifetime I would see two men on television kissing. That's where we are right now. Are you listening to me?